This is KCUR 89.3. Each week we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. When David Seymour and Joel Barrett met, their attraction was undeniable, but as their relationship grew, they both had to confront Joel's past.
Do you remember the first time you ever saw me?
Of course I remember the first time I saw you. What I remember feeling was, wow, he's tall. After seeing how tall you were, I was also excited that you took note of me.
I remember your scarf. It was a very colorful striped scarf, and I used that as my entry point to have a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. So I complimented you on your scarf. Let's talk about our religious background, because you and I come from nothing similar at all.
All pretty much night and day.
I grew up very, very conservative, independent, fundamental Baptist. I mean, the churches I was in were very hateful. The overarching message that I got was, there is nothing good in you, and it never can be. You will never, ever be enough. You know, if it's all you know, you believe it, and you think, well, this is my only option, and I always say I was a willing subject. I mean, I think I just survived by trying to do the right things in hopes that the right rewards would come from doing those things. And I married a woman, had three kids, went into ministry, pastored churches. Despite all of the right things I was doing, I knew that inside I was completely wrong, which is why I enrolled in XK therapy through Exodus International. There's many names for it: conversion therapy, reparative therapy, XK therapy, which just meant you helped people become not gay anymore. Mm-hmm. Or at least not, as they would say, not acting out on it. Mm-hmm. So it took a long time for me to realize that nothing was really changing. Once again, I contacted the original counselor and just said, I need some encouragement from some guys like mm-hmm. myself. And mm-hmm. he told me he couldn't give me any. And when I asked why, he said, well, people like you are either this was a part of their life and they were ashamed of it, nobody ever knew about it, they've moved on, closed chapter, we don't talk about it, or this was part of the life, but they don't want to talk to somebody like you because they're afraid they'd fall right back into it. And that was the day that I realized that I didn't want either one of those options, which to me were fear and shame. Mm-hmm. And so I came out to myself that day, and I think ever since then I've refused to live in fear and shame. Now, looking back, what really attracted me to you was not your scarf.
Don't be hating on the scarf now.
But was the energy that you bring to this day of love, interest, and acceptance. Because, as you know, you met me at the end of a long, dark tunnel. Mm-hmm. Still in the tunnel, but I could see the light. You helped me see the light. Mm-hmm. You stood with me. And really, in some ways, it was the first time in my life that somebody told me that I was enough. And you've continued to that I am enough despite my shortcomings. And I want you to know how much I love you and appreciate that, because that's something I never had in my life. So thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
I love you.
I love you too.
That was Joel Barrett and his husband, David Seymour. This interview was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record the stories of everyday people.